Father, we pray for the other congregations in the town as well, that where Jesus' name is upheld, your spirit will move, people will be touched, people will draw into a closer relationship, people will be fed, so much so that they don't want to feed just once a week anymore, but we'll feed on your word daily. Father, watch over your people, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was growing up, and starting out in electronics, there was a house we used to go into where the TV would break down fairly regularly, and all the technicians hated going there. It was a case of take a deep breath outside, go in, do what you could as quickly as you could. And if it was going to be anything major, you bring the TV back to the workshop. Now, we've all seen houses like that. These people had dogs and kids. There's nothing wrong with dogs. There's nothing wrong with kids. But boy, they can mess up a house, can't they? And later on, when I had my own business, I had a customer on Mount Gibraltar. She was a spinster. And she had cats. And those cats, doing what cats do, destroyed a brand new TV. And Philips Electronics, as an act of goodwill, replaced it for her with a later model that wasn't so potential to problems. But cats will do what cats will do. I got introduced to cats, really, at our wedding, when a friend gave us a kitten for a wedding present. And for nearly 40 years, we had cats. Not just your run-of-the-mill garden variety, we had Burmese. And Burmese are an inside cat. Well, cats do what cats do. And cats like to find a corner of the house and do what they do. And if they can find a corner that you don't clean up normally, or you don't notice, that's even better. Anyway, over the years, people didn't come to visit us so much. We enjoyed our cats. But they destroyed a lot of property. They destroyed carpets, lounges, because they like to sharpen their claws too. But there was nothing wrong with the cats. They were doing what they do. Now, we enjoyed their company because cats sort of grow on you. I was never a dog person. Dogs grow on some people too. But then we eventually got rid of our cats. They died off one by one, and we decided we're not going to replace them anymore. Then we replaced the carpet, replaced some furniture. And, you know, the house smelled better. Don't know why, it just did. Now, we were accustomed to the cats and we didn't smell it. Like this family that had dogs and kids. They didn't smell it because they were accustomed to it. This customer that had the cat or cats, the spinster, she didn't smell it because she was accustomed to it. But those cats made their home in our homes. There's many things in life which we look at, and in themselves they're not a great problem, and we embrace them. And they become part of our life. We don't notice any changes. But things are changing. Phil, will you put that scripture up, please? Do you know that your body is a temple that belongs to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit whom you received from God lives in you. You don't belong to yourselves. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier, the comforter, the teacher. He lives within us. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit used to come upon people. Then Isaiah made that beautiful prophecy about the child that would be born. And one of the names that he would be called was Emmanuel, which signified a mighty change. Because it was no longer God coming upon people, it was God with us. And Jesus Christ was God with us. And then Jesus said, I must go away, but I will not leave you orphans. I will send the Comforter. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and it was no longer just God with us, but God in us. So there's three separate dispensations there. There's the Holy Spirit upon people, coming upon people. Then there was the Holy Spirit through Christ with people, and the Holy Spirit in people. And he dwells in us. We are the temple. We're the house where he lives. What else do we have living there? Ooh, that's a worry sometimes, isn't it? Little things that might be okay on their own, not a problem. You know, I don't have any problem gambling, but it starts to make inroads in my life. I don't have any problem drinking, but it starts to make inroads in my life and become a controlling force in my life. I don't notice the change, like we didn't notice the change with the cats. Maybe smoking. You know, what's a couple of puffs of a cigarette going to do? In itself, is it wrong? I'm not the judge. But when it changes our lives and changes our bodies and damages our bodies, it's damaging the temple of the Holy Spirit. What about non-prescribed drugs? I'll try a bit of ice. In itself, it mightn't be harmful, but it tends to become addictive and takes over our lives. When I was in hospital in Victoria back in 2007, there was a chap there who'd been brought in under the influence of ecstasy. And I can tell you, to the outside observer, he wasn't in ecstasy. He was a mess. An absolute mess. He'd be up here, he'd be down here. Worse than bipolar. Absolute mess. And it had taken over his life. We have to watch the things that come in insidiously into our lives and corrupt the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are not your own. You are bought with the price. And that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who made the way for the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. And that helps us in relationship, in building relationship with God. Because it is not just Emmanuel, God with us, but God in us. And if we can be open to Him, He can lead us into greater understanding. He can lead us into situations where we can build His kingdom, because we are instructed to build the kingdom of God. We are part of that kingdom. Let's build it. And let's keep the temple pure. My title today for this message is Living in the Temple. We live in this body and we share it with the Holy Spirit, and we have to let Him have absolute say. We can't say, oh, there's a part of my life that you can't look at. No secrets. Openness to God. Openness to the Holy Spirit. And if that means that we're convicted of things in our lives that have to change, well, if we don't change, it's rebellion. Let us be open to God.